yeah.
Sports and music,
yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day. 91 Dynasty, mama used dry. Focus, hope, and food steps what kept us alive. Cause in the D, you better be stronger than Clever Lane. Don't stunt, they ain't playing with them hunger games. Cause like cream corn, they be running things. From your automobile rocks to your onion rings. But I've been to Africa so long I started clicking. Eating game and fried chicken like it's my religion. Two planes, I'm in the building. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Center of attention. I guess we gotta win the hard way. Cool kid, you can catch me in the
good stuff. What up, dog? It's your boy Mo Egger. We back once again, sports and music with Mo Egger. Yeah, man, we over here having a good conversation before the show even starts. I'm like, yo, fellas, let's hold off. Let's save it for the show. But, yeah, man, we back once again. You know, I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. Yeah, and this is good because we have some good stuff to talk about today. You know, we have some good things, you know, going on. We have some great guests. We have, first of all, let's introduce the show. Sports and music. You know, it's sports, music. They both go hand in hand. My name is Maurice Egger from Detroit, Michigan. Played 4 years at Michigan State basketball, first round drafted to the Dallas Mavericks. Now I'm out here in Los Angeles, California, doing my thing in the music world, the radio hosting world, you know, so doing some other things on the side, performing, just getting it in. You know, so that's sports and music. So every week we're going to have someone that's involved with sports or music or just a regular entrepreneur. We're going to be talking about real life stuff. We're down to earth people. We keep it real. We keep it all the way 100. Me and my silly host, you know, my boy Yannick, Trish. And it's gonna be popping, man. I'm just excited, man. So we over at RMC, you know, Easy Way TV, and this is Mo Egger, man. I would like to introduce my guest, but my co-host Yannick Beats, and he's gonna introduce himself.
Pow, pow.
Let's get it.
Name is Yannick Beats. I'm from anywhere you're from, USA, by the way of New Mexico. Did a lot of music in New Mexico. Left New Mexico, went to Phoenix, did some stuff. Did some stuff for Mari Steinemeyer. Moved from there. Came to L.A., and I'm doing everything that you can think of coming soon.
Everything you can think of.
It's L.A. It's the home of dreams, yeah. Home of opportunity. I'm doing everything.
Shout out to Chad. Look like Chad's in the building.
Chad,
the
pow, pow.
Chad, yo, bro, I still ain't cracked that good gravy. I'm going to crack it soon, though.
Woo!
Chad gave me some good dinner gravy. I'm just waiting for the good day. You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to Chad. What's good, Trish?
Trish, what's good?
What's good, Trish? From Chicago. Went to Michigan State, did radio all through college, and now I'm out in L.A. doing radio, pursuing television, and wherever the wind takes me, I'm just out here.
Working hard.
Yeah,
man. She's from the sky.
It.
You see the sweater, though? Detroit versus everybody.
Detroit versus
what up, though?
What up?
Huh? We're in the building, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So this is sports and music, man. We having a great time. Now, let's talk about the NBA preseason, man. We on the way.
I heard Derrick Rose did pretty good. What's up with that, Trish? You're the one who brought it to everybody's attention.
Okay, so
you know what I'm saying?
Saturday, Chicago. I woke up deep. Like, you would have thought it was my birthday. Because basketball season finally started, even though it's preseason. But D. Rose came back. He sat out all last season.
Right.
Plus a half of the last season.
Right.
He looks great. I mean, I don't know, you know, really, I'm not some sort of analyst.
Right.
I can't sit here and say that,
you know,
he looks better than ever. But
no, you know what, though? He should be better than ever. You know, he's a real smart guy because, you know, the injury that he had, I think it was an ACL, it's more mental than it is physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ain't have it mentally, like, if you think that every time you go out there you're going to play that you might hurt your knee, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's going to affect your game. So I feel like D-Rose is going to he's going to do a couple things, man. D. Rose is going to do a couple things. He's going to hold it down. I mean, his shoe, which, I mean, I'm a shoe fanatic. I'm a sneakerhead, so a lot of people don't know that the number one selling shoe right now, what a lot of people don't know, are the Adidas Derrick Rose shoe.
Whoa, I never knew that.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to D. Rose.
It's been that for a little while now. So it's the number one. Its shoe itself is the number one one. So Adidas is winning.
That's what's up.
Well, I just want to see us bring it back to the shop.
We'll see what's up. You know, he ain't messing with Bron.
We haven't had one since 98.
Look, man, 96 to be exact.
96, 97, 98.
Dang, she got you.
Oh, they lost true.
Then
it's repeat. Germany came back.
Hold on. Their last ring was in 96, right? The 96 Bulls?
No, he came back in 96.
He came back in 95.
Yeah, 95, 96 season.
And they won.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that they won a championship in 1980, 1999?
No.
98, you mean?
98.
8th grade.
They won two after.
So what year did Jordan retire? After he won his first ring. I mean, his last ring, his sixth ring.
His, I think we'll say 95, came back 96, 97 season.
He retired after the Bulls, he played for the Wizards. He played, and then he retired maybe
around
like 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, he did 2 3-peats.
All I know is the 96 Bulls. I don't know nothing about 96. The 98 Bulls.
What you call a bandwagon fan right there.
I know we was watching the Lakers the other day, and they look suspect.
Horrible.
Super
That's
suspect.
That's great. Okay, you know what? I hate
Detroit's got a good seed.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah. I mean, they could be all right. I mean, it's only time to tell. We don't know just because they got a lot of new guys.
Right.
You know, they could be good, but I don't know, man. Brandon, who do they have now? They have Josh Smith. You know, they have Brandon Jennings.
Brandon Jennings, which that might be a cool combination.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know if they have enough firepower.
I don't know who. I know who does. The Heat. What's good? Bron, what's good? We in there.
That's unfair, man. You know, Miami Heat is like a video game right now, man.
They are, though.
They're a video. But I don't know. I don't know if Michael Beasley's going to help them or hurt them.
Well, I don't see him how. I don't see how anybody who comes on the team after these two championships will really hurt them.
Hey, man, look. You know, they got rid of him a couple years ago for a reason. You know, was he a bad apple out the bunch, or is he?
He didn't want to play in Minnesota. Did you want to play in Minnesota when you were there?
No, he didn't want to play in Miami either.
Yeah,
he got
true.
Drafted to Miami Heat.
You're sure, but he didn't have a good team. And I think you know what? I'm pulling for him. Everybody knows he's a problem. He's an issue as far as with the way that they portray him in the NBA. They, you know what I'm saying? They make him seem like he's a real huge problem. So I think he's trying to rebuild his image because he needs to. Because he's really talented.
He's a good guy.
You know what I'm saying? He's really talented.
Family
but,
man.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, he wants to play with Bron. Who doesn't want to play with Bron?
Man, hey.
See,
you
Ray
never
Allen?
Know. Some people just don't want to play with LeBron James. You know, you never be surprised. I don't think.
I'm not surprised about that. Just because.
But ultimately, man, hey, man, look. Miami's going to win it again. I believe they are. But
wow.
I think Michael Beasley is going to really have to tone it down. You know, he can't get in trouble.
They got Odin, too. They're going to be cool.
Okay, Lamar. Who are you talking about?
Odin.
Greg Oden.
Yeah, Greg Oden. They got Greg Oden, too. So
you just said that like Greg Oden is actually producing the past 6-7 years.
No, but I'm saying it like, let's not forget how
Greg
Oden was in college.
In college. That was a long time ago.
Right, but he still got skills. All we need is 25% of him.
Greg Oden almost became a porn star. That's how much basketball he's played in the past 6 years. They was like, well, he can do that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You act like Greg Oden is
No,
I would take Roy Hibbert over Greg Oden right now.
I would too, but this is the fact. This is what I'm trying to say. Greg Oden, if we just get 25% of him just to stay in the lane, just to look intimidating.
He said 25%.
25%.
But Greg Oden hasn't played 25 games in his whole entire NBA career.
You're absolutely correct.
So this is nothing to talk about once we talk about
man
additions to a team.
Watch.
They're better off going back to get Jermaine O'Neal. They might as well play Juwan Howard.
Yeah, but if you could get
him in his 28th year,
you got him for the league minimum. You got him for the league. You got somebody who is a number one draft pick
for the league minimum.
Yeah, and still have potential.
This is his last chance because if he gets hurt one more time, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ultimately, like, come on, it can't keep. Yeah, it doesn't work like that, brother.
You're right. But guess what? It's been working for him for the past 5 years.
He's been chilling.
And everybody still, it was a bid for him when he was done. There was still a bid for him. Come on, bro. There's got to be something
so
there.
So what are you saying? You saying, I'm sorry.
I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it right now. Greg Oden's going to average 4 points. 4 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists a game.
I think Greg Oden is going to be on Ocean Drive, Paula Cab.
That's messed up, man. He do look like LeBron, older brother though. Yeah. He look like LeBron in his face.
He look like a big Bron.
He look like a big old LeBron.
He look like Bill Russell.
He look like Bill Russell in the face. He look like Benjamin Buttons in the face.
That is so mean.
But it's true. He looked like Morgan Freeman. Yeah, he was like 18 years old when they showed him when he was in Ohio State, right? He was over at Ohio State. This dude had a face of a 55-year-old. Man, he's Benjamin Button.
All great beard. Yeah. All right, man. Yo, we got to keep it moving.
My fault, Greg.
Anyway, so sorry for you Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me right now, but Romo had one of the best games ever. He almost had 1,000 yards.
But guess what?
Oh, no.
Romo.
Choke like Romo.
He was killing though. I was laughing, dog. It was hilarious. Because the whole time, I mean, he did like 500-something yards. The greatest game Tony Romo ever played. Like, it was good. I was like, wow, from now on, I'm going to start giving you respect. Like, you're not messing up no more. This is all up until 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. Tony Romo throws the ball completely. There's 3 people guarding the person that he's throwing it to. They intercept it. It was game over.
It was going to happen.
It was game over. I was like, you know what, Tony Romo?
It's a sad story. It's a sad story because, you know what, I lived in Dallas for about 8 years, and I love the people down there. They're really down-to-earth, hardcore fans. I go back to Dallas now. When I play with the Mavericks, I go back now, and I get so much love from the fans. So shout out to you guys. So I feel sorry for you guys because you put so much stock into these guys, man. And they always let you down.
I like to say something.
It's almost like when you find out Santa doesn't exist.
Oh, hold up.
It's the Cowboys.
Stats, don't even go there.
It's a wrap.
Let's remind this, and I don't know if people know, but I'm a huge Atlanta Falcons fan. Like, this is a 15-year-old shirt.
He be doing that new dance, dude.
No, I don't do that. Whack, man. I don't believe they try to.
Where did they come up with that?
It's very plausible.
No, man, they try to put it on. They show a little commercial that show do the Julio dance or whatever. I was like, this is whack. Who would ever want to flap like a little chiclet? You know what I mean?
Anyways,
what happened is Atlanta, we lost to the Jets. Okay? We lost to the Jets. Not only did we lose to the Jets, breaking news today, Julio Jones, our best wide receiver, is out for the rest of the season. We're 1-4. We're done. We're done for the whole season.
It's over.
We're done.
It's all good, though, because I was at the crib the other day, and you won with the Falcons, so that's cool.
That's right.
So, guys.
Madden. Wow.
Late last week, Friday, you know, I was on the Big Ten Network. They did a special on me, a documentary, a little light love, you know, something, you know, just kind of talk about my basketball / music career. And we would like to show you guys a clip, but tomorrow they're going to release it online so everybody can see it, because I'm sure everyone doesn't have it out here in the L.A. West Coast area. So go ahead and play that for us. A good time, Mark.
A little sample of that.
What up, though, world? It's your boy Maurice Ager, a.k.a. Mo Ager, and I'm a Michigan State Spartan dog. Spartan, stand up.
Ball off, played by Ager for a breakaway. Slams off. Spins from the free throw line of fire.
On the top of the key.
You know, music and basketball, it goes so hand-in-hand. And I was blessed with the opportunity to be able to do both at a realistic state. You know, it's a lot of guys who play basketball who want to do music, and they want to do music because they have the money, but they don't necessarily have the skill or the craft. So I developed a skill at an early age, not only with my production, but with writing, composing, and just having the ear. So I feel like even growing up, when we were kids, you know, that's all we did.
Oh, yeah! It's your boy DJ Momo! I need y'all to get on that dance floor.
I've had the opportunity to be in the studio with Dr. Dre. I've had the opportunity to be signed with Akon's 50/50 Convict. I've had the opportunity to work with E-40, Cypress Hill, Royce da 5'9". Coach Izzo, he started recruiting me my junior year. And, you know, later on, I got to know him as a coach, which is a high, intense, tough, mentally strong individual. Prepared us not only for the professional life, but for life. He always told us that this world is a doggy dog world, and every single day I'm learning that.
To Edgar for a three.
Got it!
He told me that I can do anything. He wanted me to be able to express my feelings to the world. I feel I can do anything that I put my mind to now.
Tell me when the beat drop. Tell me when the beat drop. Tell me when the beat drop.
I'm Mike Hollinsey, and I'm a Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Here's Hollinsey, the man of the hour.
All right, yeah, man. So that's a little portion of the, you know, the forever big Big Ten Network special that they did on me a couple months ago. So tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to release the link on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, so you guys check out the full episode. The episode was great. And, yeah, it was cool. So you can get a whole other side of what I've been doing the past 3 years and what I love to do most importantly. So we need to go to a quick commercial break real quick, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Egger, Yannick, and Trish. Let's get it. Yeah, we back once again, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Got the boy Mr. Wimbush in the building, a.k.a. SeaWorld Music Group. Y'all sound like a real, I sound like one of those strip club DJ jockeys.
Yeah,
coming to the stage.
Precious.
Diamond.
Wow. Shout out to the ATM machine.
SeaWorld.
Yo, that's crazy on GTA, man. We be all in that joint. We be at the shake joint on GTA.
Oh, yeah, GTA. We be all up in that, the Vanilla Rhino.
That's Vanilla Rhino.
Called the Vanilla Rhino on Grand Theft Auto. Go cop that. Come see me, Varnell Hill Gamer Tag.
Oh my God.
Pop you.
Pop you. Yo, I be playing a game every week, dog.
Yeah,
I go over his crib and play it, dog.
Yo, it's fun.
Man, my girl ain't having that.
She ain't.
She play. You go upstairs playing a game. I be like, no, I'm just making beats.
I'm making beats.
So yeah, man, this is Sports and Music, man. We doing it real live over here. Our next guest is special. You know, she's in the gymnastics world. You know, now she's doing the stunts. And, you know, the stunt community is so awesome out here in Los Angeles. You know, and it's been one of the best groups I've been able to hang around. You know, those guys are awesome. They're good people, non-judgmental, like to have a good time, all love, and prosperous individuals. So Lucy is great at what she do. So we about to play her reel. And I'm going to let the reel speak for herself. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue twisted.
Shout out to Lucy.
Shout out to Chad and Lucy. Shout out to Gabe. Shout out to Naheed. Shout out to Heath.
Thank you. This shot is dope. Thank you.
That's what's up.
I edited that, too.
That's what it is.
Dang. I know you had a whole bunch of footage, too. It took a long time, didn't it?
Ever, dude.
I know it did.
But that's over with.
So, tell us a little bit about you, Lucy.
Oh, I don't know. I've been in L.A. for 8 years now. I moved out here to do stunts. Through doing stunts, I met Team Tempest and started free running with them and fell in love with it, and they haven't been able to get rid of me. So
can't.
I've been around, you know.
Explain a little bit about free running. Some people don't know what free running is or how big it's actually getting.
Yeah, so a quick version real quick. It started in France as a term called parkour, just about efficient movement, getting from point A to point B as fast as you can. And then it kind of adapted over time into free running. So just adding, free running is basically with flips and creative movement rather than efficient movement.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's going to look official.
Yeah. What are your favorite stunt movie that you ever did? Like, what was your favorite stunt doubling movie that you did?
Remember
you did that Indiana Jones one. I remember that one. That looked crazy.
I'd probably have to say finding Arnold Schwarzenegger was the most fun I've had. It's a movie called Sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes out sometime next year. We shot that actually in Atlanta about last year this time. That was a lot of fun getting to, you know, fight Arnold and everything. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I remember I was watching the movie I thought it was going to be awesome. I was breaking my neck to watch it was Conjuring. And, you fell down the stairs, right?
I did.
Remember she fell down the good steps? Yeah.
Carl, that was, wow.
Yeah, the Conjuring.
She fell down them good stairs. Man, yeah. What'd you think of that movie? What was it like working on that set? Was it scary at all?
No. It wasn't scary at all. I didn't really know what to expect.
It wasn't scary to us either. Okay.
I was afraid watching it. But, yeah, I mean, being on the set, it's chill. It's, you can't really get into it until, everything's kind of put together. You mm-hmm. just do little pieces at a time. But, yeah, that was really fun. That was a, great cast, great crew, great everything. So
that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I had to do the stair fall four times.
Four times, wow. Man, that's cool.
How do you, prepare yourself for that?
As a stunt person, you're kind of a professional athlete, so it's important that you train your body. You just kind of get as many skills as you can. You just want to be as well-rounded as possible. And with something like a stair fall, it's just good to have air awareness, so it's good to be able to know when you are. When you're upside down, know exactly where your body is. So it's just training and just being as strong as you can, because the stronger you are, with just all professional athletes, the stronger you are, the less likely you are to get injured. So.
Right.
Wow. Man, you know what? I'm a professional athlete, and I've been training my whole life. I know if I fell down the stairs right now, it'll hurt.
No, it doesn't feel good. It hurts. But,
yeah, how do you deal with the pain? Is it just a rush?
It is what it is, yeah. I mean, you're going to get bumps and bruises and stuff. It is what it is, so just kind of deal with it. Anyone can fall down the stairs once, but, a stunt person, it's our job to be able to do it over and over again until they get the shot that they want,
Right.
So, yeah.
And at one time, you won, the Red Bull event, right? Or you were the number one, you were the only female, right?
Yeah, for a lot. I've competed in 9 Red Bull Art Emotions.
Which are huge.
It's basically our...
Shout out Pitbull. Shout out Pitbull.
It's basically it's our biggest competition, right?
Right.
So, so Red Bull puts it on. It's been in Santorini the last couple of years. I've gotten to travel to London, Brazil, Japan, a lot of places, Santorini, so... It's a lot of fun. Basically, you have a set course, and you get about a minute to a minute and a half to do whatever you want to do. I mean, you can go out there and dance like a chicken if you want, but
Right. Basically
you're judged on 4 categories, execution, flow, creativity, and difficulty, and then the top 8 get to go to finals. So in every competition I've been in, I've placed top female, representing Tempest Free Running. It's just fun. You just want to go out there. It's kind of cool because I don't really feel competition between everybody else because a lot of the time I am the only girl. So I just kind of go out there and do my best and, leave it all on the course and, hopefully it goes well for me, and it has so far. So, it's just fun.
What is it like being behind the scenes, though? I mean, as a stunt woman, you have the opportunity to work on some of the biggest budgets, biggest sets.
Right.
Do you have at all any itch to act, or is it just that's a whole other world for you?
To be honest, I have a lot of respect for actors. I mean, I see how difficult it is to be an actor. So for me, that's just not something that I'm passionate about. Just with anything else, if you're passionate about something, you practice it, you train it, you're going to get good at it. For me, I don't really have any desire to do that. I mean, I'd love to say a line or two, but as far as developing a whole character and everything like that, I just don't think that would be you know, fun for me, you know. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So recently we just had a nice little celebration blast. Not blast, but it was kind of a blast. It was a blast.
It was fun, man.
That was fun.
Shout out to Chad and his pulled pork sandwiches.
Pulled pork with fire with the toasted bread.
Oh, my God. Yo, he be having, like, in case y'all don't know who Chad is. Chad is Lucy's great boyfriend, and also he's also a video director who does a lot of stuff for Tempest. So he does he's pretty much, to me, I think he's the best free-running cameraman in the business, period. There's nobody better than him because he gets shots that you can't get unless you have true skill. But this guy is, like, the best chef ever. Like, I was excited to know that he was going to make something. And he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the building.
He was flying to Europe.
He had three sauces.
Formula One.
Woo! Yo, which one you had?
I used Formula One.
I used a barbecue joint.
Formula One is the one I put on it. With that good pickle.
Oh, yeah, I put the pickle. Ooh!
Okay, no, so what they're talking about, we have a so two of my teammates won. One of them won Red Bull, Art of Motion, Santorini. The other one got third place and got Sickest Trick, and so we had a party for them the other night, which, of course, you know, Mo and Yannick, you know, helped us celebrate. So
yes.
That's what they're talking about.
Yes, sorry to go into it.
Shout out to King Rich.
Yo,
Crazy Rich,
man. He got put down in 7 seconds by a professional training wrestler. Like, that dude put him. It was fun. I wish we would have recorded it. It would probably be a great episode of Tempest Life.
Someone filmed it, didn't they?
Somebody got on their phone, of course.
Michelle has it.
Yeah. Super dark, though, yeah.
Oh, man. God, I had the most fun hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're all family.
Awesome. That's a great feeling.
You guys should have seen my house the next day. It looked like a bomb went off.
It was that bad? I thought we cleaned up a little bit.
It was worth it, though.
Gabe helped me clean up, and then the guy that's staying with me from the UK, he did all the dishes. Like, he saved me $100 because I was going to hire a maid for that.
I would have pitched in some money for it. Too.
I mean, I helped clean up the chicken.
Thanks, buddy.
The chicken wings. The chicken legs. Speaking of bones, I tried to feed little Sophie. There's a little dog in the building. I don't know, like, the dog was following me throughout the whole situation when the chicken was getting barbecued. So I'm just smashing the chicken. So I look down, the dog right by my foot in the kitchen. But we started in the garage. I mean, on the backyard. I'm like, all right, man. I smashed the rest of it. I'm like, here, doggy, dog the bone. Next thing you know, man, it was, I can't get a dog a bone.
Yeah,
I thought dogs like bones.
That is hilarious.
Dogs don't like
bones.
Oh, it seemed like he almost did. It seemed like
no way. The way they act like the bone was clean by the time we got back.
Doesn't everyone know you can't feed dogs chicken bones? That, like, is a standard rule.
I'm from the hood.
We from the hood.
I feed them rib bones. We didn't feed them rib bones. You think dog? When I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, when dogs was eating my bones, chasing me down the street, I ain't think about bones. I'm like, yo, they like bones.
Like bones. They eat dogs.
Oh, my God.
Yo, we got to go to a commercial break in a minute. Yo, this is a Reebok commercial that I actually featured in that was just shot a couple weeks ago, and it was just released today, baby. Shout out to Reebok. Gang recognized gang. Yeah, we working, yo.
Just having that tunnel vision, just being in the moment. It's something that you can't really predict. It just happens in the flow of things.
Every time I step on that court, I want to make a statement, and I want it to be heard.
Game recognized game. The biggest thing is, if you got game, you definitely recognize when somebody else got it.
It takes place in everything.
Now there's all types of different genres of game. Game on a court, can you shoot? Can you score? Can you trash talk? That's another game.
You got some nice kicks on you, nice outfit on you, you're going to be like, okay. Yeah, he got a little bit of swag there.
That's the look game.
I've worn Reebok since I was in high school. You know, I feel like I'm a veteran in the game when it comes to wearing Reebok. The Pumps, the Q96s, they're shoes that look good that people want to wear.
Just looking at it, just knowing how much history the Pump has, Reebok is bringing back the Pump.
The retro feel mixed with the new age era, it works. You might hit a shot, you might cross somebody over, and then you look back at it that night like, dang, I made that face. That's your game face.
Every time I take that rock, I dunk on somebody, and I'm bringing my game face up.
When I'm on the road, it's 30,000 fans screaming against me. They booing, and then I give them that scowl after I hit a big three, and then I put the wings out and fly off them. That's the game face.
So shout out to Reebok. Shout out to that commercial, man. I just had to take my shoe off. I hooped in these a couple times, so they probably don't smell the greatest. But shout out to the pumps. They back. Shout out to Jason Terry, man, my old former teammate. I had never seen him do that game face when we played, but obviously he just made the new joint up.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he's trying to market himself.
Market, but yeah, shout out to Reebok, man. Still waiting on that check, too. But yeah, man, we back again, man. Sports music with Mo Egger, Yannick, Trish.
We here.
And Miss Lucy.
Miss Lucy.
Yeah,
so, what's something that you're doing to uplift, like, the free running community, especially with the girls? There's not that many girls who are really into it or even really know about it, but what are you doing to, like, kind of bring that up, you know what I'm saying, to the girl community?
I mean, I'm just kind of trying to lead by example. You know, I've been fortunate lately to be quite busy with stunts, so unfortunately I missed the Red Bull Art of Motion this year. I was working on Transformers 4, which was
really
cool.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, you know, unfortunately I missed that. But, you know, I'm just trying to lead by example, trying to do, you know, continue doing videos. I have a big video project that I did with Victor Lopez and Chad. He shot it for me. So hopefully that'll be done by the end of the year. And, you know, just trying to get it out there, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just, like I said, lead by example and, you know, do as much as I can.
And I really believe that after time goes by, I believe that women will really exceed a lot in the free running more than anybody, especially with, you know, because there's a lot of incorporation with gymnastics and different ways. And I always feel like girls are more precise with a lot of stuff. Guys are a little bit more sloppy. That's just our nature. So I feel like, especially with a sport like free running, you definitely got to be precise with a lot of things. And I believe that the women are going to take it over after a while. You know
I think
what I mean?
So, too. You know, I'm actually surprised by – I thought that there would be way more females involved at this point because I've been doing it for about 5 years. So I thought they would catch on. But and they're starting to, you know. Mm-hmm. But, like, women kind of – you know, we have more of, like, a group mentality. Like, you know, we want to take classes together and, like, do it, you know, like, as
right.
a group. So whereas the guys, you know, are a little bit more driven by ego. No offense, guys. But, you know, they kind of do it for themselves more. So
right.
the women want to, like, a little – you know, a joint environment
of
that they can,
right.
you know, feel good about themselves.
Right.
So I think it's going to take us a little bit longer to catch on, but it's still really cool because with free running, like, there's no right or wrong, you know what
right.
I mean? You can do whatever you want to do. So gymnastics, there's a right way and a wrong way. You have to stick everything. You have to point your toes. With free running, you can just make it your own. So I think girls are going to start catching on, you know, a little bit more. So.
Yeah. Well, that's
yeah.
good.
I think that's awesome. You know, you're a pioneer. You know, obviously, you know, it takes
Definitely.
A long time to build a, you know, a skyscraper. But, you know, it takes years for people to catch on, and especially, you know, just being a female, you know, and it's awesome. So you should be feel proud that you can be a role model for so many young women.
Thank you.
And it's
yeah.
good because we don't have enough female role models out here that's actually destroying the world, you know, one tweet at a time. But it's pretty cool that, you know, you're out here and people can actually see it. They can visualize you doing your thing and,
mm-hmm.
and letting you know. Yo, if you guys want to call in and holler at Lucy, man, the number is 323-965-1600.
323-965-1600.
Yeah. So call in, man. We over here whooping, having a great time.
Having a great time. Because at the end of the day, if y'all don't really know this, we're actually all friends. So this is really, it's really great to actually have people that you know really do
Buddies.
This.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Really do this and
friends.
Really professional. Yeah, friends.
How many of us have them?
Shoot.
Friends.
A lot.
Ones that you can depend on.
That was a dope track, too.
Friends.
Back to that music. That was dope.
Yeah.
Houdini. Houdini. Shout out to Houdini.
Shout out
Whatever
to
Houdini. Whatever happened to them?
Hey, he disappeared. What do you think will happen?
That is
yeah, this is sports music. So, Lucy, before we let you go, we want to thank you once again for coming on to
yeah.
the show. We know that you're a busy, busy, busy individual. So where can everyone go to find all the crazy, cool stunts, everything you're going? You know, just your Instagram alone is pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Instagram, tempestfreerunning.com. I also want to give a shout-out to Natasha Hopkins. If you don't know, she's good friends with Mo here.
Yeah.
She's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. She showed me the stunt world. She showed me free running. So I love you, Tosh. She's changed my life in so many ways. So
I love her, too.
Yeah, I love her more than you.
Aww. I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know.
Let's battle.
I don't know. Yeah, man.
Compete
well,
on
that's
that.
That's Lucy, yo. Compete on that.
Hey, man. Look. Also, before I let Lucy know, Lucy go. There's a shoe coming out.
Woo.
There's a shoe coming out. And your boy, Yannick Beats, designed it
yep.
for the parkour
Ooh.
World. So y'all be ready for that, because I'm telling you right now, those is already going to sell out. We already know they're going to sell out, so we're already ready for that. Lucy, you know, she's already going to have her special colorways coming soon. So all the girls, be ready. We about to do it really big.
There's so much talent in one room.
Oh,
man,
you, yeah. Adding you, too. Detroit's for everybody.
Yeah.
Detroit versus everybody.
Oh, Detroit versus everybody. We the most talented people in the world. What up, though? I'm saying it right now, man. I don't care who get mad at me, man. Detroit, the most talented people in the world, man. We got Motown,
yep.
Magic Johnson.
Yep.
We got General Motors,
huh?
And that's just stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. We got Eminem.
Huh. Eminem.
Everybody.
Damn.
We got tattoos. Everybody want
right.
that D, dog.
Right.
You
right.
feel me?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, come on,
yeah.
man. Shout out yeah. to the crib. I'm coming home this week.
Oh,
yo,
God.
I'm coming home performing at Michigan State for homecoming.
Yay.
I'm so hyped
that's
this week.
That's awesome.
I've been, yeah, man. Let's
that's
get
awesome.
It.
That's awesome.
I'm Fine. Getting back. Man, uh-huh. it's about to be popping.
Homecoming
Motown
weekend.
Live.
That's awesome.
I want to let Lucy.
Are you excited? Wait, are you excited to go back, you know, being an athlete there? Because
yeah.
let me just tell you. So
let me just tell you.
So
go.
Back in the day, most thing, like, you were awesome. You were an amazing athlete. Three-pointers were the thing. So instead of Jaeger bombs.